This episode of The Horror Show is brought to you by David West and Meet Dat Burb Momo. I don't know. I don't think that's a name. It's more of a sentence. But I believe their name is Andres? I'll have to take a look. But I'm going with what they put because, you know, that's what they put. If you hear that padding, that is my son James. I'll get to James in just one second, but just a reminder, we are exactly 1 month away from our trip to Orlando, the Falcon, 9 p.m. in Orlando. Please, please, please come out. Go to facebook.com/IHateHorror, RSVP for the event or whatever. Come out, say hi. I will be releasing the movie very soon on that page, so stay tuned. We will be out there. We're going to have a ton of fun. So come out, say hi, and we're going to be in Orlando for a few days, so maybe we'll do some other special things out there, maybe another meet and greet or something. And yeah, so what's up, dude? I don't know what to say, actually. Just say hi.
Hi.
Okay. Say what up.
What up?
You ready to talk about some scary movies?
You talk about them. You're the one who does the monster stuff.
I do the monster stuff? Well, I do the monster stuff. This week we have Dolly Dearest. Me and Joe are talking about a movie called Dolly Dearest. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay. You're not up to that level yet, are you?
No. I am too big. I am too small for that movie, so I need to grow up to be tall like my dad, and then I'll watch Dolly Dearest.
There's probably a lot of other movies you should watch before Dolly Dearest. Dolly Dearest is not very good. It kind of stinks. It kind of stinks like rotten eggs. Ugh.
Yeah. And it kind of stinks like a warthog eating garlic sandwiches is.
All right, guys. So this is Dolly Dearest. Enjoy.
I was thinking about the adventures of Ash, about the misfortune of sending kids to Crystal Lake. Became addicted straight away with the initial tape. God bless Betamax. VHS, holy like Amanda Kruger. I was introduced to genre flicks by Tobe Hooper. I started craving more just like Larry the Looter. I collected VHS without commentary or bloopers. Throw computers, magazines, a bunch of stores. Spent my money on movies and begged my mom for more. I'd watch the boys kill those Astro bastards 5 times a day or even more. I loved the gore. Lionel and Paquita combined their lonely hearts. I was hellbound, Cenobites tore my soul apart. I've seen them all, from Dracula to Vertigo. Listen up, welcome to The Horror Show with Sean and Joe.
Hello everybody and welcome to The Horror Show. Show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
It's my aggro intro.
That was your William Shatner impression.
Next time I'll be doing it as Harley Flanagan. Have you been watching his videos? Yes. They're painful. They're fucking painful. The one of him, did you see the one of him in the pool where he's like,
yes.
Oh, huh. Where else would I be on a hot day? You're like, what the fuck is this? Oh, he's snapping.
Social media is a nightmare.
Fucking killing our heroes.
Yeah.
Also making new ones though. So
you know what? You're right. You're right.
So maybe it's not the worst thing. I get to follow Bushwick Bill. I get to follow Sugar Booga the Life Coach.
You owe me. You owe me
huge.
So much.
Huge.
Because there was a time like a year ago we were following like nobody worthwhile.
I was literally following no one.
I was like, you have to follow these people that only I know about and now only you know about. And what else would we talk about during the day?
Oh, literally, that's what we talk about is rappers that no one has ever heard of.
But I follow them all.
And we know the inner workings of their lives, everything. Lord Seer.
Yep.
I know everything going on with Lord Seer. Hope he's doing better. Get well, buddy. We'll see you back on Shade 45 soon. Sorry, this is so off topic. Did you watch the videos of Lord Seer where he was listening to records with headphones on?
Yeah. He gave me a shout out, remember?
Oh, yeah. He was listening to them in silence, though. Just like putting records on. Hitting play and being like, okay. And like, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen at like the library. Speaking of music, Dolly Dearest music done by Mark Snow, who did the X-Files theme.
That is true.
October 18th, 1991.
Yes.
11 years after Motel Hell. Mm. Worst quality.
Sean, there is something, there is like a hue for 90s, bad 90s movies.
Yes, there is. Because
they all have this like same like haze.
I think it's called no lighting.
Yeah, it's just called shitty filmmaking.
Yeah. I think it was called an excess of cameras and not enough lights or something.
It's weird. They all just have like the
I agree.
Same color.
I agree. They all.
Even what color would you describe it as besides boring?
Well, I'm colorblind. So I don't know. It just everything's a lot darker. Everything is, but it's not unlit. It's just
it's
gross.
Dull, honestly,
yeah.
It's like a dull lighting.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It's really weird. And
who recommended this movie?
A lot of people actually had.
Tesla Coyle actually sent me a message. Our buddy Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
She loves this movie. She thinks it's scary. It's near dear.
Well,
near,
some people were like,
I told her it was unacceptable.
People were like, the puppet looks good. This is
okay. I will say
at the end,
one highlight is at the end, like the animatronics to the puppet.
Once it finally, see a puppet in the last 10 minutes.
Fine. That looks cool.
Okay. So Dolly Dearest was recommended by Daniel Lopez. That's his pick. Okay. However, Stevie Webb also chose it in a previous pick. And who else did? Whatever. Anyway, so Stevie Webb and Daniel Lopez and Tesla Coyle. Thanks for nothing, you bums. This movie, like you said, that hue, it really gave me a nostalgic feeling for this movie, even though I had not seen it.
Sure.
Like, well, okay, the very beginning. I was like, oh, man, this reminds me of those movies you get from the video store. You have no idea what you're picking up.
Yeah, and I would
have had that feeling. Like, yeah, I would have too. I'm surprised I didn't because I remember the cover vividly from the video store. Surprised I never picked it up.
But. I was very shocked at this movie. I was expecting
too.
Way more.
The cover is good.
Fine. Yeah.
The cover's good.
The blocks.
You knew it was going to be I shouldn't even say that. I thought it was going to be a Child's Play ripoff.
Agreed.
When did Child's Play come out? 88. So definitely a type of ripoff, but nowhere even close to a good
capitalizing.
Ripoff. Yeah.
Wikipedia calls this a black comedy.
That's not true. It's not. That is the most obscene thing that claim is insane. That's worse than any cult in recent years. It's been considered a cult classic. Yeah. No, it hasn't. That's worse than that. This is not, there's no comedy element.
That's so funny that you say that. I've noticed that in so many movies,
every single one.
Just because like five people like it doesn't mean it's a cult classic.
No.
Because that's just going to be the case for anything ever.
Because there's always people that like it.
Yeah. It's subjective.
In recent years, people have been watching it more, making it a cult classic. That doesn't make it a cult classic. A cult classic is when there was a group at the beginning that championed it for years.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like Rocky Horror Picture Show is a cult classic.
Evil Dead.
From day one, people were flocking to see it and seeing it repeatedly year after year.
But it was a small group of people. That's it. So, yeah, people have forget a lot of words in 2018. It's
this was
odd.
Supposed to have a, it was supposed to be direct to video, but somehow somebody thought, hey, let's release this. But they only released it in the Midwest of the U.S., which I didn't know was possible.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know you could just be like, I'm just going to release it in this region.
I mean, I knew you could choose a small limited run.
Yeah, L.A., New York.
But the Midwest.
Just be like, hey, let's just release it in fucking Topeka.
They must have just dropped them from the air, like out of airplanes. And whoever ran it. Like, there's no way they were like, Yeah, like the Nebraska Cineplex. Let's put it there. It'll kill there. Like, of course you would put it in New York and LA. How would it even get? I'm honestly really aggravated. Starring Rip Torn.
Rip Torn changes his accent at least six times. I believe he's playing a Mexican because there are times where he's doing like a terrible Mexican accent. And like mid sentence, he'll just talk like Rip Torn. He has a very distinct voice. Yeah. Right. Then other times he'll like be doing an accent, and you're like, you can't be serious, dude.
Poor Rip Torn. Is he dead yet or no?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, okay. He's had some run-ins though.
He's from Connecticut.
Yeah, he's the one that fell asleep drunk in somebody's library.
Yes. Okay. He's also the one. Under a table. He's also the one that attacked Norman Mailer with a hammer.
Oh my God.
On film.
Oh my God.
Norman just kept it in the film. It has nothing to do with it. It was the end of the film. In the credits roll.
That is one of the most terrifying.
Just his kid screaming, his wife being like, what are you doing? Rip Torn's being like, hey, you want to fuck with me? Hit him over the head with a hammer.
That is one of the most insane pieces. Why that isn't shown in Faces of Death, that should have ran in Faces of Death.
It's way more terrifying.
It's just one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. That's some world star hip hop shit. Dude, imagine that happening today. Imagine if they were like Chris Pratt attacking somebody with a fucking hammer on set and just him being like,
and keeping it as the end of the movie. Like an actual movie. And then just playing that out. For the end. It's a fucking nightmare.
I'm pretty sure at the end of that fight, they're like, they're still like yelling at each other, but they've come to like, they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, Rip Torn's like smiling at him. It's fucking stupid.
Just the kids and the wife thing. It's just one of the most upsetting things of all time. Dude, a hammer. Fucking people murder people with hammers. Are you fucking kidding me? Well, we don't get that Rip Torn. We get old Rip Torn.
Yeah.
And Denise Crosby, granddaughter of Bing. Boom, 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 boom.
Is that true?
Boom, 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 Bing. Yeah.
This is a granddaughter.
Yes, it's okay. A granddaughter. She did a bunch of movies. 48 Hours, Pet Sematary, Deep Impact. She was in Jackie Brown. She was in Star Trek The Next Generation for a long time. She did Mortuary, that terrible Toby Hooper movie, if you remember.
Oh, I do.
She's in Ray Donovan now. She did Red Shoe Diaries. That was a go-to for the boobs in my youth.
Okay.
Watching Showtime through the scramble. Get that Red Shoe Diary.
Yep.
Boobish. She was in that. So if you want to see her naked, that's probably the place to go. Or a con where somebody's holding her naked photo for her to sign. I imagine. Quality's rough from the jump on this one.
It's terrible. Arguably, Rip Torn aside, the worst acting I've ever seen in a movie. Rip Torn might actually be the best actor.
Oh, Rip Torn, when he showed up and started acting, I was like, oh.
Even though he changes,
I mean, the first scene, he doesn't change his accent. I was like, oh, Rip, this is solid. This is weird that he's actually in this because he's way better than everyone in this. The acting in this is so bad. So bad. And that girl works. That woman works. She does movies. She does TV. And those were all before. She was on Star Trek in 80, starting in like 87. So what? What the fuck happened? Because she's acting like an idiot in this movie.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it was like, I don't even understand. I don't understand anything about this. Takes place in Mexico, which is an interesting setting for this. It felt weird. It felt crowbarred in, but for what purpose? I'm not really sure.
For the Mayan.
I guess that's true, but it's such a minor detail. They could have done this. I don't know. And it's not bad that it's in Mexico, but it just seems weird.
Yes.
It just seems very weird. And it's like, I don't know. It just seems very odd. So they're in this Mexican mine shaft.
Yes.
Opening up Al Capone's vault.
The worst red light I've ever seen.
Comes flying out. Kills a guy by dropping a door on him. The red light swirls around. Don't know really where it's going or why.
And then it says Dolly Dearest on the screen. So that's what you get. That's how you open it up. Then we meet Rip Torn, who's a archaeologist. Or no, we don't meet Rip Torn yet. It just said his name on the screen, so I got excited. Because I just have Rip Torn in huge letters, so I assumed he made an appearance, but he doesn't. We meet this family. Father's going to Mexico because he's bought a doll factory.
Yes.
Going to strike it big in the Mexican doll factory business. He is thrilled about this. He's like, I'm going to make the most beautiful dolls in the world.
I hate this guy.
This guy is the worst. He's the worst actor, the worst character.
He's unbelievably bad.
He's so terrible.
What's his name? Sam Bottoms?
Sam Bottoms. Who also had a decent amount of work, which I thought was weird.
Back to your point about her, Crosby, yes, working and things. Like, everyone in this movie has been in
stuff.
And there's no way they've been this bad.
Part of me, the reason
I don't think I get acting.
I don't think I understand it either. But part of the reason I felt something happened, okay? Something happened. I don't know what it was that made this movie come to fruition.
Do you think it's just movie magic that makes people act better? Like,
do you think it was like
it just masks?
Do you think it's just people that like signed on to something by accident and like, or like they owed favors so they just didn't? Because, I mean, if your job is acting, maybe, right? Like, maybe acting does take an obscene amount of energy out of you. I'd phone it in for Dolly Dearest, probably.
I do agree, which sounds terrible to say. Like, if that's your passion, you should probably just give it your all the time. Yeah. Like, that's your job.
Yeah, but it's your job still.
But, like, you have to know if you're on Dolly Dearest.
And,
like,
and if it's like, a favor or something, you always hear about that.
Right,
yeah. Like, people just doing shit.
Yeah, Gary Oldman did, like, what was that movie? The Unborn or the Uninvited, something like that. Because the guy who wrote the Nolan Batman movies directed
it. Yeah. So he was, like, threw him a bone, their buddies or whatever. Something happened here because it's so fucking bizarre how bad of actors everyone is or why this movie exists.
Yeah.
And to me, it was also partially, I feel like they were like, let's put it in Mexico. It's a free vacation.
Could be.
Because that's what it seemed like. It just seemed so bizarre. It was so fucking weird. So anyway, the family's relocating to Mexico to start this business. I don't understand why the fuck anything's happening. They all hop into a Jeep. Go look at this shitty business. They get to the factory. It's completely dismantled. There is no business. The dad is upset. He's like, he's been completely hoodwinked here. He's like, what about all those charts and graphs? And the guy's like, I just sent you blank documents from a business handbook.
Yeah.
Which honestly makes this guy an idiot who bought it. Also, why wouldn't you look at it first?
You would. It's like relocating your family there.
None of them want to go.
No, and then being surprised that it's a sham. It's not what you thought. Like, imagine just upping and even if it was just yourself. Upping and leaving, but not like having a full gist of what's going on.
And investing all of your money in a doll factory that you've never seen. And somehow the dad isn't just like, let's fucking leave and we'll just sue this guy later. He's like, oh, we'll make a go of it and makes a doll factory. But they find dolls. They find some dolls there.
They do.
They are the Dolly Dearest dolls.
Yes.
And this dad just is obsessed with dolls, man. He just keeps talking about how fucking beautiful they are. It's very unsettling. I don't like it. The girl asks for one. She gets it. Oh, and by the way, that archaeological site at the beginning where the spirit came from, well, that's behind the factory. Literally 10 feet away from the factory.
It should be like a health hazard. There's no way the factory's up to code.
There's a fence. At this point, the shot, the cinematography in this, it resembles Peter Rottentail.
Yep.
Do you agree with that?
Yep.
Like, somehow you have trained professionals.
More makes Peter Rottentail more impressive.
Yes. Because this is shot, there are scenes in this that I was like, it blew my mind because it was like a shitty shot on video movie.
Agreed.
I don't understand this movie at all. And I don't understand how anyone found it or watched it. Anyway,
This family's going somewhere. I don't even know.
You know, the same year as Terminator 2. like a masterpiece of filmmaking. And then there's Dolly Dearest.
That is so funny. Special effects. The likes the world has never seen before.
Yeah. I can't even think what else came out in 91.
Well, I don't know. Jurassic Park was 92, right?
93.
Still, 2 years.
Actually, I just Googled 1991 horror movies. Oh boy.
Bad? Lawnmower Man?
91?
No.
No. No. We have, can I just read them to you?
Yeah, sure.
We have 964 Pinocchio, Alligator 2.
Oh my God.
The Boneyard, Campfire Tales, Child's Play 3, Class of Nukem High 2, Critters 3, Demons 3, Dolly Dearest,
ooh,
Freddy's Dead, The Howling 6, Witchcraft 3, Scanners 2.
Wait, was it?
Saturday Night 5. Sometimes I come back. Holy shit, 90. Wait, Omen 4.
Wait, weren't we going to do a serial killer on bad the 90s or was it the 2000s?
No, it was the 90s. We should honestly doing like year by year.
That's what we should do because those years of bad horror movies in the 90s are fascinating.
This is unbelievable.
I think it was, if it wasn't this year, it was a year around here that we had also, we read it on the show. And I think it was the same year because we were like, literally everything's a shitty sequel. Like, you're up into the fives, like, multiples.
There's not one movie, aside from The People Under the Stairs, that I would give a shit about watching.
Which is probably why this got released in the Midwest.
Yeah. Shake, Battle, and Roll Part 3. The fuck? Oh, The Silence of the Lambs. All right, but there's two movies.
Yeah, but Silence of the
Lambs. Son of Darkness. To Die For, Part 2. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. Puppet Master 3.
Yeah, dude, this is the year we read everything's in
the Nudist Colony of the Dead.
Oh, that's a Patreon pick from Jessica Baker. If I knew it was in the 90s, I would have been less impressed.
Haruku the Goblin.
Oh, that sounds pretty dope.
Does it? I mean, it's probably way better than any of these movies on this list.
It's not. Dude, it's probably a boring piece of shit. 90s were the king of the most boring films ever.
There's a movie called The Refrigerator.
The Refrigerator?
Yeah.
With the stuff in it?
Oh my God, this cover. Oh my God. We have to watch this. We have to do 91.
Come on. Dude, that's amazing.
Well, I guess back to Dolly Dearest.
Maybe serial killer. Oh, yeah, we're back to Dolly Dearest. So family, they're driving somewhere. I don't know where.
Wait, I'm sorry. Back to the refrigerator.
Yes.
The tagline on the VHS is, when a young couple finds a Manhattan apartment for only $200 a month, something has to be wrong with the refrigerator.
That is the most elaborate tagline I've ever heard in my life. That is so funny.
The film tells a story about a couple who move into an apartment in New York with a refrigerator.
Yeah, we know the tagline told
that
us
that contains the portal to hell.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, count me in.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2 plot.
No, that's the Ghostbusters. First one. Yeah, 2 is the big stupid painting.
Vigo.
Yeah. The bad guy from Die Hard. That's not Alan Rickman.
Yeah. Anyway, that guy's got like a really sordid past who played Vigo.
Isn't he like a classical like figure skater?
No. No, he's like a criminal. He's like a bare knuckle boxer. He's a piece of shit.
Ghostbusters 2.
I don't think it's the guy from Die Hard.
The guy with blonde hair.
It's not that guy.
Vigo. Wilhelm von Homburg. Yeah. He's a fucking diehard.
Oh. Well, he's a piece of shit, I think.
He is not.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He seems like a great guy.
I don't think he is, Joe. The hateful life and spiteful death of the man who was Viggo the Carpathian is an article.
Yeah, but are they talking about the character Viggo?
Huh?
What if they're talking about the character Viggo?
He was a Nazi soldier's son, criminal, miserable human being who was never happy.
Are you talking about Viggo or the guy who played Viggo?
The guy that played Viggo. Oh, wait.
You're talking about Viggo, the character.
Wait. No, the real guy.
The real guy was the son of a Nazi?
Yeah.
Where are you seeing this?
Norbert Group? That's who played Viggo.
Yeah.
Norbert Group?
His stage name, Wilhelm von Homburg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it, man.
Why is he a jerk?
Because he's an asshole. I don't know. It's a huge article on it. I'm not going to read the whole fucking thing.
Well, now you have to. Well, you know what? I won't stand for this slander.
All right. We gotta do this episode. Oh, yeah. We'll discuss Wilhelm von Homburg, a.k.a. Norman Group, another day. How much time did we just waste?
Well, there's a lot of dead silence.
Okay, so family's going somewhere. They're driving. And, so the girl's got the doll. They go home. A terrible mirror scene where the doll's standing in the mirror. And for some reason, the mom doesn't notice, looking almost directly at the mirror. Next, they drive in their car, and it is one of the most annoying scenes I've ever had the displeasure of watching. It's just insane. It's insane. They're pulling into their house. It's supposed to be an Exorcist-style scene. Very clearly a ripoff of Exorcist filmmaking. Cutting or Omen-esque kind of too. Way more psychological than this movie is. They're cutting from a priest waving holy water to the girl in the car who's just screaming. It was so obnoxious. Screaming, cutting back and forth between the two until finally someone's like, what's wrong? And they stop the car, and it's because the priest is there.
Yes.
And like the girl is not just like side-eyeing everyone. It's not very psychological at all. Their housekeeper knows immediately.
Camilla.
Yeah, she's good. Anyway.
Are you sure?
And she goes, I want my dolly. And they give it to her. So there's definitely something going on.
Yep.
This was not the plot I was expecting. I wasn't expecting possession. I mean, besides the doll, not really of the girl.
Not of the girl, sure.
Well, anyway, we get Rip Torn and his manservant who shows up and is like, I don't even know what he tells him. He just hands him a bunch of photographs. And Rip Torn is like, he's like, are you leaving? Like, to go to this site? Rip Torn's like, did you know Bob Larrabee? We don't know who Bob Larrabee is, by the way. Do you know Bob Larrabee and I have been friends for over 30 years? Did you know that? Because, no, I'm leaving now. And he walks out with his suitcase that's already packed. Mom's concerned about the daughter.
Rip Torn, can we just talk about Rip Torn's character again?
He's an idiot.
Dude, the entire time, he is very well aware that something is happening.
Oh, yes.
Like,
correct.
He's seeing things happening.
Correct.
And then he's like, yeah, this isn't happening. And at the very end, he's like, oh, it is happening.
That's a good reveal. Well, it's really funny. The entire movie is him being like, yeah, like you said, he's saying what's happening. And then as soon as someone's like, hey, that's really happening, he's like, get out of here. And then at the end, he's like, oh my God, it's real. It was so alarming. Remember?
Also, everyone in this movie sucks.
Yeah.
So fast forward ahead a little bit. The girl is full blown possessed. So she's like, yeah, speaking in tongues. She's like, blah, blah, blah. And the dad goes, the mom's like, something's happening. And the dad like shuts the door and he's like, You are out of your fucking mind. You're starting to really change.
You're like, really pissing me off.
But he's like, but he just watched this girl happen. He's like, what's going on here? And he just confronts the mom about it later.
And everything bad is happening. Everything there. Dude, my favorite thing, though, was Rip Torn being like, this isn't supernatural. What this is, it had an infant body and a goat head.
and it drank the blood of children, but it's not supernatural. And then at the end when he's like, oh my God.
And then the mom, what does the mom say? Oh, fuck. She says something so stupid. I have it written down. Hold on. She says, I'm not you losing my daughter to a goddamn 900-year-old goat head. What the fuck are you talking about? Also, do we even see anything with a goat head?
Yeah, we do at the end.
I mean, up until that point. Like, why does everybody know this?
Because Rip Torn, I think, is just telling anyone who will listen, but then it's not real.
Yeah, but people be like, this is bullshit.
It's so weird. It is the weirdest thing. Like, there's no way any of them, well, I mean, Rip Torn might have been out of his mind, but like, you know, like, you read that, and there's no way you're like, this is going to come out good. Like, this is going to come out great. Rip Torn is literally contradicting himself constantly in this movie. Oh, yes, they believed in this monster, but it's not real. But I'm investigating it. Why are you investigating it, then?
I don't know why anything is happening in this movie.
I don't either. It's just convoluted. That is my note the entire time. I'm like, what is happening and why? Wait. Okay, so we'll get to it. Dude, when they find the housekeeper dead in that, like, little pool.
After she'd been electrocuted?
What?
Her death is so, like, elongated. Like, actually, it's coming up right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, basically, the doll starts, like, it's kind of like Chucky, the beginning of Child's Play, where, like, it's moving, and the people are starting to notice that it's moving, and you're like, something's off. Like, it wasn't here a second ago. So, you're seeing that. I was like, okay, this is where it's going to go. But then they kill the housekeeper, because for some reason the housekeeper just knows. Like, she's aware that it's possessed.
She's known the entire time.
The entire time, since they pulled up.
Yeah.
They push this housekeeper down the stairs. You're like, oh, shit. Like, she's dead.
Yeah.
She just broke her neck. But she didn't. She was honestly perfectly fine. She looked the worst fall I've ever seen. Broke the fall with her face.
It's so good. Yeah, except, you know, in doll movies, they have the creepy footsteps.
Yeah.
The sneaking around, the shadows. This movie does it so poorly. Like I said, there's a mirror scene where the doll's standing up in the mirror, then the mom walks away and comes back, and the doll's gone. But it's just so fucking obvious that it's not even fun to watch. It's not even fun to watch, man. Anyway, so mom and the dad, they're going to do whatever. Mom catches the daughter hanging out in this creepy fake house behind the mansion that they own. This house is as big as my new fucking apartment. It's fucking, and they keep calling it a dollhouse, but it is a house for a human. That the daughter uses as a toy house. It's fine. Meanwhile, at the site, the brother, who we haven't even talked about yet, he's a fucking nightmare.
He might be the worst of
them. He's the fucking pits. I just want to fucking strangle this fucking kid. He's hanging out at the archaeological site where there's like a... I thought this was going to come into play at any point. Doesn't. It's just like a very well-groomed schnauzer dog.
Yeah.
That's there. It's got a bandana around its neck. Like... It's not a fucking street dog. It's a purebred dog with a fucking haircut and a bandana. It's got. Why is it at an archaeological site in Mexico?
Why is anything?
This little shit steals the plans from the cave. That does not come into play though.
Nope. The boy wants to be like Rip Torn's apprentice for some reason.
I don't know why.
But Rip Torn already has an apprentice.
He's already got a man.
Every time
servant.
This kid shows up, Rip's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. Oh, also when Rip Torn does the like whole, like Rip Torn will do the smiling guy, like, "Oh, I better not see you here later," and then like, but like laughs at the end, like, "What a good kid." It's so uneasy. It's like really unsettling. There's no way Rip Torn's that. It proves that Rip Torn's probably an asshole in real life, because when he does it,
probably the guy with a hammer.
Oh, right.
We talked about that.
Okay.
He starred in fucking Freddy Got Fingered.
Was he in Freddy Got Fingered?
He's a dad.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
God damn it. Oh, God. Do you think if we paid Rip Torn enough, he would recreate the hammer scene with Paul?
Yes. Yes.
Can we do it? Can we do a GoFundMe?
I'm down with it.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Having Rip Torn attack Paul with a hammer at his advanced age. Here's the question. Would Paul
Grandpa,
accidentally kill him?
Who would
swung the hammer?
Yeah.
Grandpa Rip Torn. I don't know. But would Paul accidentally kill him?
It would be accidental.
Okay. Would Paul kill him in self-defense?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Paul would 100% break his face into like a million pieces. And then probably look at us and be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, skip Paul face.
Just give us a face like, you fucking joking. Not be upset about killing him. Just more like, did you really bother me with that today?
Like, more like rip fart.
So the kid steals the plans. It doesn't matter. Besides the dad saying he'll take the kid, nothing about this matters. Nothing about this movie matters. At lunch, you know, the mom and the daughter are trying to get along here at their new place. Excuse me. The help comes out, the housekeeper. She's also like the maid, I guess. She's not a servant, but what do you call that? Like a butler?
Maid.
A maid? That's what you call
it? Yeah, housekeeper.
Okay. Well, I don't know, like, if those people delivered food. Anyway, she brings out the food. Daughter fucking pushes it out of her hands, crashes all over the floor. Mom gets pissed. She says something in an ancient language. And the woman runs away. The mom confronts the girl first, the daughter. She's like, why would you do that? She's like, Dolly told me to do it. Dolly told me to say it. She's like, stop saying that. Then she goes in to the housekeeper, who's just fucking abused physically and verbally by her daughter. She's like, hey, listen, whatever your religion is that you practice. And the woman's like, well, you know, I've said a few prayers. She's like, yeah, don't fucking do it anymore.
Yeah, blaming her.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And thankfully that woman was like, okay, well, I quit. But then does not quit, by the way. Is in the rest of
just hangs around. Yeah.
But she quits, but she doesn't. She'll be back to die. This dad is just the shittiest actor too, man. He's just fucking terrible. Anyway. So girl's walking around. She's trying to find her Dolly. Lights go out. Or do the lights go out? Oh no, that's after she gets electrocuted, right?
After, yeah.
So she's following around Dolly. There's some spooky stuff going on. The doll's finally running around, pushes the woman down the flight of stairs. She ends up getting electrocuted in a fucking... What is that?
A bath?
It's a bath?
I think so.
In the basement?
Regardless, it doesn't belong there. It's like
a floor. It's like in the floor.
Like a cesspool?
I guess. Also, why does her body launch out of it later?
Dude, I don't know.
Anyway, so she dies in this pool. So dad finds the pool, and he's like, what is in there? And then the body of this dead woman launches out and, like, on top of the dad.
Yeah.
Somehow.
But why? Is what you just asked, and I don't have the answer.
Meanwhile, the mom's like, oh, my God, she's in the dollhouse. And why does that matter?
Well, she's just sitting there, to be honest with you. And the mom's like, what are you doing in there? She's like, I'm not going to listen to you. And she's like, I'm sorry, mom.
Dude, this mom is so dumb. She falls for all of the worst childhood excuses. Like, this girl's like, I'm so sorry, mommy. I would never do anything to you. And later she falls for the son being like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm going to go to bed. And then just walks out the front door. Like, you fucking kidding me? She's like, oh, good night, son. And he's like, good night. Walks out the fucking front door. Also, the daughter has cut her hair to look like Dolly.
Yes.
She's now saying things like, we cut my hair. Things like that. It's really not very thrilling. It's not thrilling at all.
Or interesting.
One of the least most... Things are happening that I could give shit less about.
Kids probably do that all the time, to be honest.
Kids constantly cut their hair. They're fucking stupid.
To look like a doll that they enjoy. Yeah.
Well, Rip Torn shows up finally, dressed as a cowboy, to the archaeological site. Then he takes off his cowboy hat, and Rip Torn is now dressed up as a spelunker at the archaeological site. He's about to go in, but he meets the kid who's crawling around and is like, you're going to need me in there.
Yep.
And Rip Torn's like, I doubt it. And guess what? Rip Torn's right. I thought that he was going to have to team up with the kid because he's really annoyed by the kid the entire time. And like, even when Rip Torn goes into the mine shaft, the kid's like, I'll be waiting. And you're like, oh, okay, Rip Torn's going to see he needs help with the kid. He's got to deal with this fucking asshole kid. Never does he ask this kid for help. The kid is done at the archaeological site.
100% true.
It's like one of my all-time favorite things that ever happened in this movie because it's just so fucking ridiculous. Like, it's such a big setup for them.
Which any other generic movie would like play to that.
Right.
Like, yeah, we do need your help. Like, yeah. That's the payoff.
This one literally never.
And then like the end would be like, oh, you're all right, kid.
Yeah, yeah. This is not it. Rip Torn goes in and is completely fine without the kid. Does not need his help in any sense of the fashion. Like, no reason for this kid to be around. Also, Rip Torn finally meets his dad. The kid's dad.
Yeah.
And we're introduced to Sanzia, which means Satan
on Earth. Is that true? Can't be.
Doesn't matter.
What's more stupid, Sanzia or Paimon?
Sanzia sounds like Paimon.
Hail Paimon.
Hail Sanzia. It's the same thing. Sanzia is also a group of people, I guess. He calls them the Sanzia, but then Sanzia means Satan on Earth. So basically he's saying these ruins that he's inspecting are that of the Sanzia people.
Yes.
Who are a cult, I suppose. Oh, and we know it's a cult because the kid's like, Sanzia, then goes home and pulls out a book. By the way, Rip Torn is like, my buddy Bob Larrabee, which I love they say his full name constantly. It's so funny. My buddy Bob Larrabee, he's been researching this Sanzia. We didn't think they were even real, like all this shit. Then the kid goes home and he has a book called Sanzia, The Cult of the Dead. Detailing everything about this tribe.
Also, so there's a Sanzia devil child inside the tomb.
Yeah.
But they haven't opened it yet. They just know that he's in there.
The tomb's there, and they're just not opening it. I think it's because something says don't open it. But I don't know what causes them to open it later. Why is the thing out? Why is the spirit out?
So right now, Rip Torn's telling them all this.
Yes.
But then he's like, at the end, he's like, oh my God, what have I done?
Correct.
This is all true.
Correct.
Like, you know that. You're the one that told us that.
Your Bob Larrabee has been telling you this for years. Yeah, no, that's the problem. Like, they explain it all, but he doesn't believe it. Mm. But he's researching it and is like, this is all real, but it's not real.
Right. Right.
I mean, I guess it would be the equivalent of, like, if we believed the Roman God, like we read Roman, we discover ancient Roman stuff and we're like, oh my God, Zeus is in the sky? Like, and then we took it for fact.
Right.
I guess it's like.
But he's not doing that. because he's telling us about it. But he's just like surprised at the end. also, he mentions that the Sanzia devil eats children.
Right.
And that. I believe he says the people like killed the monster because of his dietary needs.
Correct. Like
it was becoming an issue. You gotta stop eating our kids.
This is correct.
One or two is all right, but
you know, every fucking day it's getting exhausting. We can't keep fucking to keep this up. That's true.
Okay.
That's the Sanzia people. That's, you know. Yeah, it's really fucking weird, man. It's really fucking weird. Also, Rip Taylor goes into the mine with pickaxes. Like he's an actual miner. Fucking 49er. But how did the spirit get out? Bob Larrabee opened up the door and the spirit came out. But the whole threshold thing, I don't understand. I feel like the spirit shouldn't be out already. Because then...
No, I have no clue. I don't think they chose to address that.
Also, why is this movie so boring? It's so fucking boring. For a killer doll movie, nothing's happening. Doll
kills how many people?
Three max.
The housekeeper,
a guy that works at the factory later, and that's it.
Right.
It's two people. Right.
I mean,
this movie fucking sucks.
And the rest is just
also
just controlling the girl is just also, like you, bitch.
They never address what even happened to that guy.
The guy at the factory?
Yeah.
No, I know.
His chest starts moving like there's a creature inside of him.
Sean. Fast forward.
I wish you could see how exacerbated that was with me.
If you fast forward to the end, the dad's tied up. By the doll, right?
Oh my god, that is awesome.
Well, he's tied up and he's like going over a drill, like a machine that's gonna chop him up into pieces.
Sure, sure.
And Rip Torn's like, oh, I gotta get you down from there.
Gotta cut the power.
Which it takes him fucking forever. And the dad is like screaming and it's just like slowly inch by inch. And not even inch by inch is being generous. Yeah, I've never seen anything lower, like slower. And then once the thing goes off, the dad just lets himself out. Like he could have done that like 10 minutes ago. Like from the get-go, he could have just grabbed up.
No one helps him down. He helps himself down 100%.
It would not have mattered if the machine was still moving.
It would have actually been easier the higher he was because he has to reach up to grab something.
No doubt about it. I couldn't believe it. I know. Are you kidding me?
Like you have to cut that and just, oh God. Anyway, oh my god, that's so amazing. So Rip Torn, he finds the writing saying don't cross the tomb, which of course he is. In the factory, we meet a guy, a factory worker, who likes to fuck dolls or something. I don't know. He's hitting on this doll. It's fucking bizarre. But the dolls are alive. All of them are alive, I guess. Because now it's not just Dolly at the house. Every doll in the fucking factory is moving around.
Yeah.
And they're kind of just violently shaky. We'll come back to him in a minute. But remember that idiot kid wandering around Mexico alone at night because he escaped his house? Now he's in a graveyard.
Yes.
And a Rottweiler chases him out. Why? Why did he walk into a graveyard? Don't know.
Why the dog chase?
Why is there a Rottweiler in a graveyard? Don't know. It's not the schnauzer from before.
Does it set anything up?
No.
Correct.
Except the Rottweiler shows up at the factory later to chase the kid into a window. All right, back to that guy who likes to fuck dolls. Well, the dolls sew his hand with a sewing machine.
Yes.
They probably put about 10 stitches in his hand. It would hurt, but you would be like, wow, that was weird. I should probably go to the hospital right now. And instead, he's like, ah! And then he falls over and dies. And you're like, wow, that's fucking weird. Why did he die from that? And then you just see this thing in his chest moving. Like there's a fucking creature in it.
Like aliens.
And that also does not catch us. They say he died of a heart attack. And that's it.
Hey.
That's your second death. All while the dolls are just hanging around being like, that was great. Their voices are.
That's it, man. Like there's nothing else of note other than the doll, like the climax like we just said, and then the dolls being alive.
Yeah.
Which again,
or that weird doll head that sticks out its tongue.
Again, the doll faces are kind of cool.
Yeah. Also, at the excavation site, a random woman shows up. You want to talk about the ultimate mangle expert? This is it. Because Rip Torn walks out of the mining shaft at like 3 a.m. and there's just a woman there being like, and explains the Sanzia to him, even though he already knows.
Maybe she was sleeping with Bob Sacamano, whatever the fuck he was talking about.
Bob Zamuda? I don't know. Bob.
What was the guy's name?
Bob, I forget now. fucking Bob. Bob Larrabee.
Yeah, that's it.
Bob Larrabee is the name of like a traveling salesman, not this. Anyway. All right. Kid shows up at the factory by himself. There's nothing of note there. He will just end up finding the body after being there for 45 minutes, walking around being like, it seems like somebody's here. It's not that big of a factory. So somebody must be here, and then finally stumbles upon this giant guy's fucking corpse lying in the middle of the ground. That's fine. The kid goes home because now he's kind of witnessed the dolls acting up. He goes home and he's like, hey, I read about the Sanzia. They say they have a devil child and blah, blah, blah. And the mom's like, hey, wait a minute. This is a fucking idiot kid saying this. Mom's like, hey, wait a minute. Devil child? That sounds like my devil child. So she goes up to the daughter's room. And the daughter's like, I'm going to kill you, mommy. I'm going to kill you, mommy. And then her voice turns into the devil in front of the dad. And in front of the and in front of the brother. And he's like, I'm going to kill you, mommy.
And the dad's like, hey, wife, you're acting real weird lately.
Dude, he's big mad. He's so fucking mad. He's so big mad. Because she's like, I don't even know the dad's name. Jeff, she's changing. I think it's the doll taking control of her. And he's like, it's late. I'm hungry. I'm tired. And it was, oh, I don't want to hear this right now. Okay. Fucking asshole.
Ever since we got here, you've been acting different.
Yeah. Yeah, you moved her to Mexico.
Also, your daughter is possessed by the devil, yeah, which you just witnessed.
And somehow, for some reason, also, the archaeological site is now manned by a 100-person crew. 100 people working on site digging stuff up. It's so bizarre. Rip Torn explains the Sanzia child and says it's not supernatural, but says had the body of an infant, the head of a goat, and drank the blood of children. Mm. But it's like, it's not supernatural. Well, with this info, mom, she's the puzzle solver here. She's like, I'm going to go talk to my dead housekeeper's sister. That should go over well. Who died in my house?
And she does.
Murdered in my house. And she does. She's at a convent. She's a nun who's been put in isolation, which I don't think they do that to nuns.
They don't.
I think they would ask you to leave the convent.
Solitary confinement.
Put you in solitary, sister. You know what'll do you good? Sitting alone in your room. Well, she goes there and the sister's like, I know who you are. As if nuns possess some kind of clairvoyant power.
That's exactly what this lady has. Also, she knows everything about this supernatural being that nobody knows about.
That only Bob Larrabee. Yeah. Bob Larrabee and the kid. Only two guys that cared to look up a book on Sanzia. Everyone else is just like, they don't exist. Bob Larrabee and this kid were like, hey, you know what? I'm going to read that book. So the sister tells her Sanzia can basically do anything, take any form, and no limit on the number of them. They're literally unbeatable. Mm-hmm. Spoilers, they will destroy them with a gun and a few sticks of dynamite.
That's it. And not a fucking 12-year-old wielding the gun. What does he say to her?
He's like, fuck off, bitch, or something. He calls her bitch.
He definitely calls her bitch.
Yeah. He's like, get lost, bitch.
Nope. He says, play with this, bitch. Oh, yeah.
What a terrible movie. So anyway, when the mom finally decides to go check on her fucking kids that she left at home, that she knows are satanic, one of them, she finds an empty house. Boy's hiding in the closet. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to. She's talking to that doll, and it's fucking spooky. So mom walks in. Dolly is looking fucking gross. We finally get like a full-on shot of the doll's face with the full animatronics. Pretty cool. Pretty sure it's the Chucky face mold. Like almost 100% positive it's the Chucky face mold.
Oh, you think they actually
used it? If you look at the pictures of it, dude, it might be like Child's Play 2 or 3. But yeah. You just have to look at it. It's really weird. It's really weird. The doll says, she's in hell with me. Was she? I'm giving it a way cooler voice. It's like, I can't even do it. It's like, she's in hell with me where she belongs. It's the funniest voice. And we can also hear the doll inside of it. But the daughter is not. The daughter's in her room. And the mom sees her in her room. I don't understand this. Somehow they get the daughter back, though.
Yeah. It's very uneventful.
They just grab the
very
doll.
Anticlimactic.
It's really weird. Like, because you think the doll's stuck in the, or you think the girl's stuck in the doll because the voice is coming out of the doll. like poltergeist style.
Right.
Like in the distance in the doll. But the daughter is sitting in her bedroom. So the mom just goes and grabs her. And the daughter's like, oh, hey. And she's like, all right, let's go. So they're walking out. Dolly stops them. They take possession of Jessica, the daughter, again. So the daughter's fighting the mom again. And then the kid grabs a gun, play with this bitch, and shoots the doll. And that's the end of that doll.
Right.
It's a like the supernatural main doll.
Yeah. That we were just told is like almost impossible to destroy.
And it can just take over forms.
Right.
It takes over people. So
it's not. So basically, it's not a doll.
No, it's a spirit.
It's a spirit.
So which also ruins it.
Destroyed the doll.
What?
The spirit would still be there.
Right. And the spirit can go into anything and do anything.
But that's not what happens.
The spirit dies.
It's because it is the doll.
Well, at the factory, the dad's still there. Dolls are running around. He's completely unaware. I've never seen more dolls running around. Do you know how stupid you'd have to be to not notice? Like, you know, you're in your house and like I've been in my garage cleaning out with headphones on. And I've caught like a mouse running out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's alarming.
Right. It's unnatural.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I.
This man has 4 foot tall dolls running all over this factory. You see him while he's like, doop, 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 working at the doll factory. And dolls are just running amok around him.
Yeah.
Plotting his demise again. Which, by the way, what did he think happened to him with the rope?
From him being tied up?
Wait, has that happened
No.
yet? Oh, it's somehow happening right here. Oh, it's happening right now. Okay, okay.
It somehow the boy defeats like the main baddie before the climax.
Yes,
correct. It's honestly incredible that someone was able to write that.
Because really the last doll to survive should have been the one, the first one.
Yeah.
Just to give you some sort of feeling of what did I just watch for an hour and a half.
Right, because
invested in?
I mean, the whole point of that is like
the daughter and the doll.
The daughter and the doll.
And it's solved.
That's why they kill that doll. That's done with.
That's resolved.
And then the dad gets tied up.
The daughter.
And Rip Torn's like, this is all real.
The daughter's not an issue anymore.
No.
And the original doll's not the issue.
They're done. And that was the main story arc up until this point.
Well, up until this point, when Rip Torn is like, well, I haven't opened this grave this entire time, so now seems like a good idea. Opens it, there's a goat-headed baby inside, and he's like, dear God, it's real. You have literally told people this out of your fucking mouth, from your mouth to God's ear. You have said, you have explained exactly what this fucking is to people. And you know, and now you're surprised to find it. He's like, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And for some reason, I don't even know what this is supposed to mean because the spirit's already out. So this doesn't mean shit to us.
Right.
He goes, oh my God, what have I done? And then Rip Torn runs away. Using a homemade trap, they're about to, you know, kill the dad. We already talked about that. Rip cuts the power. Guy gets himself out, which he could have done with the power on. Then they decide to blow up the factory and the pit.
Yes.
So the kid blows up the pit somehow with a stick of dynamite. So like, what's going to blow, Mom? And blows up. Meanwhile, Rip and the dad, by the way, this is Acme-style dynamite, cartoon dynamite.
2 weeks sticks, in a row, man.
Two sticks. And they're lighting it and throwing it. And they spend so much time in this, they would have died so fucking fast. But thankfully, Dolly Dearest is in there and is just putting out all the fuses. Comically, like ripping out the fuse or like putting water on it. So fucking ridiculous. But eventually it catches up to him and a doll picks up a stick of dynamite and is like, huh? And blows up. And then the factory blows up. We hear the screaming in the factory of the dolls. It cuts to the sun and he says, I'm glad it's over. And then it hard cuts to credits. And that is the end of Dolly Dearest. What a fucking flick. Yeah. What a fucking movie. Great job. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Daniel.
Lopez.
Lopez. Thanks, buddy. For nothing. Up next. Woo! Oh! We got Iced by Classic Material. Our buddy. And Killjoy.
No Jeepers Creepers?
No, it's like way later, dude.
You brought it up like last week.
Yeah, I know, because I always like end up reading through like 30 of them. Killjoy, our Killjoy tribute.
Rest in peace.
I think it's my favorite ongoing joke. Iced and Killjoy. I'm excited about Killjoy. I'm not excited about Iced.
Why?
I don't know. Iced cover looks wild, though.
Let's see. Let's see here. I do remember talking to Classic about Iced. I know he recommended it during the winter time. So we're doing it in August.
We're going to cool off at the hottest day of the year with a
Iced movie. What year did it come out? 1988. Oh, my God.
Isn't the cover absurd? This looks
tremendous.
It looks like a Scholastic book.
Wait, the one with the... There's two covers. There's one with a frozen girl. And there's one holding up the two ski poles.
Oh, wait. Maybe it wasn't that Iced movie. Oh, God. The frozen girl's
this looks amazing. How are you not excited for this? There's a still of a guy. These ski goggles are ridiculous.
Wait, what's the, what was he? Oh, he had Evil Laugh as another choice. Oh, no, these weren't the ones. But yeah, no, that iced one is really good. I love that Iced one with the frozen girl on it. It's so bad. Dude, this might be a good movie.
Think about what you're saying. There's no...
First he chills them, then he kills them.
Listen, I'm excited for this. But look how bad this screenshot is. What's happening here? Wait, it's a GIF? Well, oh my God.
It looks perfect. It looks fucking perfect. This is going to be great. All right. So anyway, next week, Iced and Killjoy. That's Classic Material and Jeremy Garber. Jeremy Garber is a good guy. Anyway, that's it for the fucking show.
Killjoy movie.
September 21st, Orlando, Florida at the Falcon. Be there or be fucking square. October 6th in Salem, Massachusetts. Also be there or be square. And that's it, man. Follow us on Facebook.com/IHateHorror. IHateHorror.com. I'm on Instagram and Snapchat at IHateHorror.
I'm at Boognish 1985 and Horror Show Joe.
If you want to help us rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, and send me an email, Sean@IHateHorror.com. I'll send you a free sticker. And that's it for this episode. Thank you all so much. For Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
Zombie getting sliced and diced. A monster.
Mutilate. And butcher. That's it, guys.